Canto 4, The Kingdoms of the Little Life. A quivering, trepidant, uncertain world, born from the dolorous meeting and eclipse, appeared in the emptiness where her feet had trod, a quick obscurity, a seeking star. There was a writhing of half-conscious force, hardly awakened from inconstant sleep and tied to an instinct-driven ignorance to find itself and find its hold on things. Inheritor of poverty and loss, assailed by memories that fled when seized, haunted by a forgotten uplifting hope, it strove with a blindness as of groping hands to fill the aching and disastrous gap between earth pain and the bliss from which life fell. A world that ever seeks for something missed, hunting for a joy that earth has failed to keep, too near to our gates, its unappeased unrest, for peace to live on the inert solid glow. It has joined its hunger to the hunger of earth. It has given the law of craving to our lives. It has made our spirit's need a fathomless gulf. An influence entered mortal night and day. A shadow overcast the time-born race. In the troubled stream where leaps a blind heart pulse, and the nerve beat of healing wakes in sense, dividing matter's sleep from conscious mind, there strayed a call that knew not why it came. A power beyond earth's scope has touched the earth. The repose that might have been can be no more. A formless yearning passions in man's heart, a cry in his blood for happier things. Else could he roam on a free sunlit soil with the childlike pain for getting a mind of beasts, or live happy, unmoved, like flowers and trees. The might that came upon the earth to bless has stayed on earth to suffer and aspire. The infant laugh that rang through time is hushed. Man's natural joy of life is overcast, and sorrow is his nurse of destiny. The animal's thoughtless joy is left behind. Care and reflection burden his daily walk. He has risen to greatness and to discontent. He is awake to the invisible. Insatiate seeker, he has all to learn. He has exhausted now life's surface acts. His being's hidden realms remain to explore. He becomes a mind, he becomes a spirit and a self. In his fragile tenement, he grows nature's lord. In him matter wakes from its long obscure trance. In him earth feels the Godhead drawing near. An eyeless power that sees no more its aim, a restless, hungry energy of will, life cast a seed in the body's indolent mold. It awoke from happy torpor a blind force, compelling it to sense and seek and feel. In enormous labor of the void, perturbing with the dreams the vast routine and dead role of a slumbering universe, the mighty prisoner struggled for release. Alive with her yearning, woke the inert cell. In the heart she kindled a fire of passion and need. Amid the deep calm of inanimate things, arose her great voice of toil and prayer and strife. A groping consciousness in a voiceless world, a guideless sense was given her for her road. Thought was withheld, and nothing now she knew, but all the unknown was hers to feel and clasp. Obeying the push of unborn things towards birth, out of a seal of insentient life, she broke. In a substance of unthinking, mute soul strength that cannot utter what is depths divine, awoke a blind necessity to know. The chain that bound her, she made her instrument. Instinct with hers, the chrysalis of truth, an effort and growth and striving nations, inflicting on the body desire and hope, imposing on inconscient consciousness, she brought into matter's dull tenacity her anguished claim to her lost sovereign right. Her tireless search, her vexed uneasy heart, her wandering unsure steps, her cry for change. Adorer of a joy without a name, in her obscure cathedral of delight, to dim the dwarf gods, she offers secret rites. But vain, unending is the sacrifice. The priest, an ignorant mage, who only makes futile mutations in the altar's plan and casts blind hopes into a powerless play. A burden of transient gains weighs down her steps, and hardly under that load can she advance. But the hours cry to her. She travels on, passing from thought to thought, from one to one. Her greatest progress is a deepened need. Matter dissatisfied, she turns to mind. She conquers earth, her field, then claims the heavens. Insensible, breaking the work she has done, the stumbling ages over her labor pass, and still no great transforming light came down, and no revealing rapture touched her form. Only a glimmer sometimes splits mind's sky, justifying the ambiguous providence that makes of night a path to unknown dawns, or a dark clue to some diviner state. In nations began her mighty task. In ignorance, she pursues the unfinished work. For knowledge gropes, but meets not wisdom's face. Ascending slowly with unconscious steps, a foundling of the gods, she wanders here, like a child's soul left near the gates of hell, fumbling through fog in search of paradise. In this slow ascension, he must follow her peace. Even from her faint and dim subconscious star, so only can earth's last salvation come. For so only could she know the obscure cause of all that holds us back and baffles God, in the jail delivery of the imprisoned soul. Along sweet paths of fall, through dangerous gates, he chanced into a grey obscurity, teeming with instincts from the mindless gulps that pushed to wear a form and win a place. Life here was intimate with death and night, and ate death's food that she might breathe a while. She was their inmate and adopted waif, accepting subconscious in dumb darkness reign, a sojourner she hoped not anymore. They are far away from truth and luminous thought. He saw the original seed, the separate birth of the dethroned, deformed, and suffering power. An unhappy face of falsity made true, a contradiction of our divine birth, indifferent to beauty and to light. Parading, she flaunted her animal disgrace, unheld by camouflage, brutal and bare. An authentic image, recognized and signed, of our outcast force, exiled from heaven and hope, fallen, glorying in the vileness of a state, the grovel of a strength, once half divine, the graceless squalor of our beast desires, the staring visage of our ignorance, the naked body of our poverty. Here first she crawled out from her cabin of mud, where she had lain inconscient, rigid, mute. Its narrowness and torpor held her still. A darkness clung to her, uneffaced by light. There near no touch, redeeming from above. The upward look was alien to her sight. Forgotten the fearless goddess of our war, renounced was the glory and felicity, the adventure in the dangerous fields of time. Hardly she awake, wallowing to bear and live. A wide, unquiet mist of seeking space, a rayless region swallowed in vague swathes that seemed unnamed, unbodied, and unhoused, a swaddled, visionless, and formless mind asked for a body to translate its soul. Its prayer denied, it fumbled after thought. As yet, not power to think, hardly to live, it opened into a weird and pygmy world where this unhappy magic had its source. On dim confines where life and matter meet, he wandered among things half seen, half guessed, pursued by ungrasped beginnings and lost ends. There life was born, but died before it could live. There was no solid ground, no constant drift, only some flame of mindless will had power. Himself was dim to himself, half felt, obscure, as if in a struggle of the void to be. In strange domains where all was living sense, but mastering thought was not, nor cause, nor rule. Only a crude child heart cried for toys of bliss. Mind flickered, a disordered infant glow, and random shapeless energies drove towards form and took each wish-fire for a guiding sun. This blindfold force could place no thinking step, asking for light. She followed darkness' clue. An inconscient power groped towards consciousness, matter smitten by matter, glimmer to sense, blind contacts, slow reactions, beat out sparks of instinct from a closed subliminal bed, sensations crowded, dumb substitutes for thought, perception, answered nature's waking blows, but still was a mechanical response, a jar, a leaf, a start in nature's dream, and rude unchastened impulses jostling ran, heedless of every motion but their own, and darkling, clashed with darker than themselves, free in a world of settled anarchy. The need to exist, the instinct to survive, engrossed the tense, precarious moment's will, and an unseeing desire felt out for food. The gusts of nature were the only law. Force wrestled with force, but no result remained. Only were achieved a nascent grasp and drive, and feelings and instincts, knowing not their source, sense pleasures and sense pangs, soon caught, soon lost, and the brute motion of unthinking lives. It was a vain, unnecessary world, whose will to be brought poor and sad results, and meaningless suffering, and a grey unease. Nothing seemed worth the labour to become. But judge not so his spirit's wakened eye, as shines a solitary witness star that burns apart, light's lonely sentinel, in the drift and teeming of a mindless night, a single thinker in a nameless world, awaiting some tremendous dawn of God, he saw the purpose in the works of time. Even in that aimlessness, a work was done, pregnant with magic will and change divine. The first writhings of the cosmic serpent force uncoiled from the mystic ring of matter's trance. It raised its head in the warm air of life. It could not cast off yet night's stiffening sleep, or wear as yet mind's wonder flecks and streaks, put on its jeweled hood the crown of soul, or stand erect in the blaze of spirit's sun. As yet were only seen foulness and force, the secret crawl of consciousness to light through a fertile slime of lust and battening sense, beneath the body's crust of thickened self, a tardy fervent working in the dark, the turbid yeast of nature's passionate change, ferment of the soul's creation out of mire. A heavenly process donned this grey disguise. A fallen ignorance in its covered night labored to achieve its dumb, unseemly work. A camouflage of the inconscient's need to release the glory of God in nature's mud. His sight, spiritual in embodying orbs, could pierce through the grey phosphorescent haze and scan the secrets of the shifting flux that animates these mute and solid cells and leads the thought and longing of the flesh and the keen lust and hunger of its will. This too he tracked along its hidden stream and traced its acts to a miraculous fount. a mystic presence none can probe nor rule. Creator of this grain of ray and shade, in this sweet and bitter paradoxical life, ask from the body the soul's intimacies, and by the swift vibration of a nerve links its mechanic throbs to light and love. It summons the spirit sleeping memories up from subconscious depths beneath time's fold. Oblivious of their flame of happy truth, arriving with heavy eyes that hardly see, they come disguised as feelings and desires, like weeds upon the surface, float awhile, and rise and sink on a somnambulist tide. Impure, degraded, though her motions are, always a heaven truth broods in life's deeps. In our obscurest members burns that fire. A touch of God's rapture in creation's acts, a lost remembrance of felicity, lurks still in the dumb roots of death and birth. The world's senseless beauty mirrors God's delight. That rapture smile is secret everywhere. It flows in the wind's breath, in the tree's sap. Its huge magnificence blooms in leaves and flowers. When life broke through its half-drowse in the plant, it feels and suffers, but cannot move or cry. In beast and in winged bird and thinking man, it made of the heart's rhythm its music's beat. It forced the unconscious tissues to awake and ask for happiness, and earn the pang and thrill with pleasure and laughter of brief delight and quivering pain and crave for ecstasy. Imperative, voiceless, ill understood, too far from light, too close to being's core, born strangely in time from the eternal bliss, it presses on heart's core and vibrant nerve. Its sharp self-seeking tears our consciousness. Our pain and pleasure have that sting for cause. Instinct with it, but blind to its true joy, the soul's desire leaps out towards passing things. All nature's longing drive none can resist, comes surging through the blood and quickened sense. An ecstasy of the infinite is our cause. It turns in us to finite loves and lusts, the will to conquer and have, to seize and keep, to enlarge life's room and scope and pleasure's range, to battle and overcome and make one's own, the hope to mix one's joy with others' joy, a yearning to possess and be possessed, to enjoy and be enjoyed, to feel, to live. Here was its early brief attempt to be, its rapid end of momentary delight, whose stamp of failure haunts all ignorant life, inflicting still its habit on the cells, the phantom of a dark and evil start, ghost-like pursues all that we dream and do. Although on earth our firm established lives, a working of habit or a sense of law, a steady repetition in the flux, yet are its roots of will ever the same. These passions are the stuff of which we are made. This was the first cry of the awaking world. It clings around us still and clamps the God. Even when reason is born and soul takes form in beast and reptile and in thinking man, it lasts and is the fount of all their life. This too was needed, that breath and living might be. This spirit in a finite, ignorant world must rescue so its prison consciousness, forced out in little jets at quivering points from the inconscient's sealed infinity. Then slowly it gathers mass, looks up at light. This nature lives tied to our origin. A clutch of nether force is on our steel. Out of unconscious depths our instincts lead, an ether in us alive to insentient naught. Under this law an ignorant world was made. In the enigma of the dark and vast, in the passion and self-loss of the infinite, when all was plunged in the negating void, non-being's night could never have been saved if being had not plunged into the dark, carrying with it its triple mystic cross, invoking in world time the timeless truth, bliss changed to sorrow, knowledge made ignorant, God's force turned into a child's helplessness, can bring down heaven by their sacrifice. A contradiction founds the base of life. The eternal, the divine reality, has faced itself with its own contraries. Being became the void, and conscious force, nescience, and walk of a blind energy, and ecstasy took the figure of world pain. In a mysterious dispensation's law, a wisdom that prepares its far of ends, planned so to start a slow, yawning game. A blindfold search and wrestle and fumbling clasp of a half-seen nature and a hidden soul. A game of hide-and-seek in twilight rooms. A play of love and hate and fear and hope continues in the nursery of mind, its hard and heavy romp of cell-born twins. At last, the struggling energy can emerge and meet the voiceless being in wider fields. Then can they see and speak and, breast to breast, in a larger consciousness, a clearer light, the two embrace and strive, and each know each, regarding closer now the playmate's face. Even in these formless coilings he could feel matter's response to an infant stir of soul. In nature he saw the mighty spirit concealed, watched the weak birth of a tremendous force, pursued the riddle of God's tentative pace, heard the faint rhythms of a great unborn muse.